Okay, this is a 5 February work session on 2014 potential docket items.
I think we're about ready to start. All the important people are here.
Yes.
I don't know about those other people, but we're all here.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners. I'll just make a few opening remarks and then I'll turn it over to Jose Alvarez to go over quickly the 2014 annual reviews and dockets that we received and want to discuss with the commissioners and getting direction from the commissioners on which ones we should process this year. So that's the purpose of this work session. As you know, we come to the commissioners every year to inform you and discuss with you the site-specific requests submitted by property owners and then certain applications that are also submitted through the docket process, which doesn't cost the applicant any fee. We, the county, at the direction of the commissioners, initiate processing those applications at no cost to the applicant. I will in the future come to the board to make a request that we take a second look at some of those dockets and at the discretion of the board whether the board will continue to have us do that at no cost to the applicant or whether we will reassess assessing fees on some of those applications. I'll give you an example. When we did the release of urban holding along 58th Avenue and the Fifth Plain Creek, all that work was done at the expense of the county. So that's not the purpose of this work session today. I will have a conversation on that issue at a later time, maybe through the budget process. But today, what I would like us to do is just inform the board the number of applications that we receive this year, as well as the number of dockets that staff will be processing throughout the summer, and then coming back to you sometime in fall for you to make the final decision on. So with that, I have Chris. There may be some issues where Chris will help us answer questions that you may have. So I'll turn it over to Jose Alvarez.
So, Oliver, before I get too far away from that, I recall, I see and understand, I believe, the need and the work that we do on those requests. And so we charge nothing at all. We get a lot of work involved. But we've also had quite a few corrections of our own.
Yes.
That could be to the benefit of the landowner.
That's
those
correct.
Would probably be the ones we wouldn't charge for, but the others, I think I could see reason to reimburse staff.
Okay.
Who's there?
Thank you, Oliver. So the first slide's of background is just the RCWs and our current code that sort of addresses why we would have the end of the office. The process to combine the dockets and the annual reviews. This year we have one annual review, which as Oliver mentioned is one that we get paid for. There are 5 items listed on the docket. I'll go through those, and we're recommending proceeding with 4 of those. The process, as you're aware from last year, we, after this meeting, determine what the schedule is going to be. Get some public input, have our staff report with recommendation to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission has their work session and public hearing, and then make a recommendation to you. We'll come to you in a work session and then have a public hearing for you to make a decision. So as I mentioned, there's 5 proposed docket items for consideration. There are 2 RTL Atlas amendments, 2 comprehensive plan map amendments and zone changes, and then 1 comp plan text amendment. Going to kind of take this in a different order. We're going to start with the amendment to the text. And this is just to reflect that Clark Regional Wastewater District and the City of Ridgefield have gotten into an agreement to transfer the city's sewer collection to the district, and so we have to update some sections of our comp plan to reflect that, and they're just text amendments to reflect that change. Last year, the board directed staff to, we had an annual review at 219th and 10th Avenue to go from R5 to CR2. Property owners north of that request also wanted to be included in that. For our legal recommendation, we thought it would be better to hold off, and you wanted us to include it in the docket this year. The area in green, there's four parcels, approximately 20 acres, that would be part of that request. And this area to the south is what was brought in last year.
I recall some of the conversation that we had on this is that there's some concern because of the residents right in it.
Right. There's an existing cluster, an old ag cluster here. I think the property owners to the north had some concern of having the property to the south be commercial, and they're just sort of in no man's land and extending the commercial to include them. We had some letters of concern from both the cities of Battleground and Ridgefield. I notified them about this, but I haven't heard anything at this point.
What was the recommendation? Because there was
Last year we made the change to change these parcels from R5 to CR1. And so I think one of the property owners, a couple of the property owners came and testified to the board that they, and I think the Planning Commission also made the recommendation to include the properties to the north. They didn't think that this was a good place to make that demarcation.
So the Planning Commission recommended taking, including?
Yes, the properties in the area. Yes.
So you said there's four parcels there, all four
yes.
different owners.
Well, one owner owns the two lots to the west, so there's three separate owners. And I think the state of Washington owns a little stormwater facility there.
So that's three owners. So all three owners are asking that their property be zoned like this.
Well,
we're accommodating their request.
Yeah, last year when we... when we went through this process, all three owners asked to be included. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
through that process.
The neighborhood to the north there, their concern was that they look onto some parking lots and buildings and that kind of thing. So I think we were talking about some kind of a screen, arborvitae or something in there. Is there something
that
in
would
the
be
works
part
that,
of
will, that will make sure that as that if that gets developed in the future, that those concerns will be paid attention to, that or is there
it's,
some process we need to identify
when the property is developed? There is a landscaping and buffer between commercial and residential, and it should be sufficient to address that
okay.
concern.
So current policy
would address it.
Address that.
Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner, if I may add quickly, I think staff have sent letters to these property
right.
owners. And I think we have one representative of one of the owners here. So after our presentation, if you have questions of Steve Hollison, who is representing one of the property owners, he may also chime in. But we've sent letters.
Okay. And Battleground's reservations is not in Battleground. Battleground's down the road. And I think their fear is that if they would rather have the customers zoom by this area and shop in Battleground.
Correct.
So their self-interest, which is they're supposed to have self-interest to make sure their team wins. But in the big picture, our whole community wins if wherever we can accommodate development. Right? So I would think if they say we don't want you to develop here because we want to develop there, I'm thinking the answer is both.
That's one way to look at it. The other way to also recognize is that Commissioner Milky is aware of that. We did enter and I say we, the county, entered into a memorandum of understanding between World Battleground and the city of Richfield, because we recognize that the extension of 219 is a regional facility and their interest grant you beyond having wanting to have resident shopping battleground and in Richfield. They wanted to have a say or more coordination on how this interchange is developed. That's really their primary concern.
So we're somewhere in between working with battleground, recognizing our rural commercial areas, such as Duluth, Dollar's Corner, whatnot. They do serve a purpose, but we do have some concern, and they probably should be real clear as to what would be allowed in the change of the zoning, so the property owner would understand that.
That's correct, Commissioner, and the role of staff is then to coordinate with the city and make sure that we have adequate level of coordination and we heard whatever their concerns may be prior to coming to the Planning Commission and the board. So we look forward to receiving their concerns and coordinating with them.
So of the different options that are considered here today, all of them have gone before the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission has come back with their recommendation, right?
No. Just this one. We're setting our work program for the year. So this one was one that went through last year. It was a recommendation because of the property to the south. All the others, there's one additional one for an arterial atlas amendment as part of the Fifth Plain Creek that you'll see and recognize. But these would all be new for this year. That they haven't been through the process yet.
So we would trigger it going to the Planning Commission.
Right. Okay. You would start the process through this process.
If you recall, Commissioners, the Planning Commission made a recommendation to you that this piece is included, but we didn't have any great outreach
notice.
So the board only approved the piece that Granny Prince was representing the property owner and asked that this be put in the docket for this year so that we can do adequate coordination with the two cities and then properly inform the property owner. So that's what we are really going to. If you ask us, as you said in your hearing last December, that this go forward, we will proceed accordingly.
Okay.
So, Mr. Hornstein's here. Can you shed any light on what we're hearing from the neighbors, what their concern is?
I have not heard any about neighbor concerns before today, the neighbors to the north. That seems to me. I did call Robert Mall, the planner in Battleground, yesterday, the day before, and I said, this is coming up. Are you going to be there if you have concerns? He said, I don't think you have concerns. Now, that doesn't mean
keep them informed and explain what could be what.
That's right. I'm not sure that's the end of it, but at least at this point, he wasn't trying to make any comments.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
So the next is. This is in Brush Prairie, a request to expand the rural center in Brush Prairie. The Brush Prairie Rural Center is the area in green. This is 503-117 Caples Road, and this would be along 151st, I believe. There's an existing property owner that is running an adult family home. And the limit is for six residents. If they want to expand the business, it's not allowed in the R5 zone, but would be allowed in the CR2 zone. So essentially that's the proposal and sort of the rationale behind it. You have any questions about that?
Where's the railroad track?
There. Right here.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, right behind it. The area, this is a heavy industrial area, and this is where the asphalt batch plant had received approval.
And the trailer court is to the north.
Right, in here.
Mm-hmm. Proposed asphalt plant is
on the north side of the track beside the mobile home park, right?
I think it's on the south.
On the north side?
I think it includes all of these parcels.
Oh, okay.
It straddles the railroad.
I don't realize that.
Yeah.
Just a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. I see that the railroad itself is also painted Jobs color, the green, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And green is basically designated as Jobs land, right?
The green, this whole entire area is just the Brush Prairie Rural Center. Sorry, I can't make this up, but this is heavy industrial. Mm-hmm. Is this area, which is essentially all of the parcels that make up the asphalt plant.
And the other areas, what about the rest of the green? What's that? I can't quite read it.
Okay, so this is residential, rural center one. This is CR2, which is commercial, CR2 here, CR2 here, RC1, which is residential, 1 acre minimums. So it's interspersed with all of the rural center zones. And this area here is the only heavy industrial.
And the idea behind the railroad corridor is that it would be jobs and it would be mm-hmm. the land adjacent to it, ideally would be served by that railroad.
Right.
I'm just wondering about the residential, if in one case we have more people living there, residential, as that railroad corridor develops, we end up with more noise, more rumbling, and normally that is not so compatible with more people living right there.
Correct. And I guess the issue that we, and something where we could revisit, but there's already residential along the railroad that's not zoned for jobs.
Commissioner, this is just one segment of the railroad. As you come closer to St. John's 72nd, that's where we have majority of the property along that line zoned for industrial development.
Yes. So the proposal here is to move purely residential to commercial, which at least provides some jobs. It moves us in the jobs direction, which is a good direction.
And there's four lots on the south side of the track and one larger parcel yep. to the north. That is all proposed asphalt plant.
Yeah. Those were all the parcels that were...
Are there existing homes in those four?
No, there's nothing on there currently.
No,
they're vacant, yes.
Okay. And what's to the east?
Oh.
Proposed.
So, this area here? So there's two homes, one on this property, and they did a cluster subdivision, a cluster short plat. So there's a home on this, there's a little parcel here, and then there's a home here, and there's a big wetland up here.
So have you heard from any of the neighbors there?
Not yet. I'm anticipating we're going to do some outreach before we get...
I know this is a tangent from what you have planned here, but this is an appropriate time to ask it. The railroad corridor is intended to be a business jobs corridor, appropriate use so that the railroad can use that. Since we're going to be updating our comprehensive plan for 2016, is the evaluation of the zoning along the railroad corridor part of that, is that already on our agenda?
Commissioner, it is something that we can consider, but again, if you look at the length of the railroad, there are areas that makes it very conducive for employment lands or employment opportunities and where spores can be built to make it more accessible to the railroad. This is one area that has been very problematic in terms of the land use surrounding it. As you go towards Shirashi Perry, there is another hub that has been designated for industrial development. So you have to look at the length of the railroad corridor and determine where are they appropriate for job opportunities. And I think, as I indicated, St. John's, St. John's, 72nd Avenue, that area lends itself adequately for railroad type of activities. And there are some existing industries that are taking advantage of the railroad. And then as you come closer to 117th, there is opportunity there. I will try in 07 to identify that area for railroad industrial development. Unfortunately, we were appealed because the property was designated ag. There is going to be a potential, and I think I have this conversation with the commissioners, that we may get an application for industrial land bank where we think the railroad would be an asset and could take advantage of that. If we do get that application and if we are successful, that would be another plus along the railroad. I think the carrier have made investment to utilize that railroad as an asset for economic development. Jeff Johnson is working very hard for improvements on the track and gradually making it very viable with assistance from our railroad operator. So there are, you have to look at it in terms of the length of the corridor. There are some areas that are being used for, or have been used in the past for some excursions. Does it lend itself, particularly for industrial zoning of that railroad? So there are some areas where the opportunity exists, and not the entire length of the railroad corridor. But again, if, as we do the plan update, we'll take that into consideration where additional land may be added to the railroad and where it makes sense to do so.
Sure, and what I'll translate that to is an action item to ensure that we focus upon the appropriate land use all along the railroad corridor during this plan update, at least make sure that we consider that.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Thank you.
So the next two items that we have are amendments to the Arterial Atlas Amendment. The purpose of the Arterial Atlas is to show the long-range regional roadway system plan and how it's going to support the land use plan. So the first one is the Fifth Plain Creek area that we removed urban holding last year. There's existing roadways that still have rural classifications, even though they're in urban areas. So this segment here, I think it was 88th, and south to 182nd are still have rural classifications. The other road, this connection that runs through Monet's Garden, some of the property owners had asked for the county to consider vacating that. We could do an evaluation through this update to the Arterial Atlas of whether that's still a viable connection. There's right-of-way there, but no road. And if there were any alternatives to put that east-west connection as opposed to going through the neighborhood.
Just for review.
Yes, so we would...
I kind of recall the southwest area of that, coming through the homes right there.
Uh-huh.
That they may not be large enough.
And that's the one thing we would do. That when the subdivision was built, I'm not sure if the dedication was large enough to handle what the current urban road standard would require.
Yeah.
So that's something we would have to evaluate through that process.
Okay.
So all right.
When we do that, we look at alternative to that?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe bringing it down as opposed to going through here. All right. And then the last is there was a pre-application conference for a proposed subdivision, and one of the requirements was a connection for the West Goleta circulation plan. The applicant had inquired about not having to make that connection. It's this segment of road here on the circulation plan. It's the last property to complete this length segment. There's a lot of history with the West Goleta circulation plan. I think the applicant wasn't aware at the time of the pre-application that this was a requirement. We've had some meetings internally with staff. The recommendation we would have is to have a second pre-application conference. They've already had one within the last 6 months, and you can have two within a year. The second one is free, and we could look at maybe some alternatives for making that connection that would satisfy both the applicant and the county. And sort of amending the arterial atlas is sort of a effort of last resort if we can't come to some sort of agreement. So that we're recommending not putting this on the docket to move forward. Questions?
And then I guess I'll see what you come back with.
Okay.
So what the focus is today is basically this is a heads up that we're going to be talking about this. We're not debating one way or another.
Right. We're not solving. Yes, right. No. We're just saying we're going to take a look at these this year, and they'll come before you, and we'll have a work session and get you more detailed information. But we just want to get the head nod that these four we can move forward. Yes.
To be considered?
Yes. And the other one would drop off. We would deal with it in a separate.
The one that you're not bringing
right
forward?
The last one. The arterial atlas.
In other words, you're going to go back and continue to work before you bring that forward?
No, we're not going to bring it forward as an amendment this year. We're proposing that it be dealt with separately. If we can't come to some agreement, we could bring it back maybe next year. Or
I guess the only concern is they're still building out there. It's a lot of vacant lots.
Yeah.
And the traffic has gotten heavier. We have put a traffic light right there.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We just call the effect through here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are like water, and they'll go to the least resistance. And so the other people are complaining about going through their neighborhood, but yet it's still a designated arterial.
Yes.
So I'm concerned about putting it off because the traffic is only going to get heavier.
And what we're advocating is that it stay on there and it be built when the development occurs.
Okay.
The applicant doesn't want to build it, the connection.
So the default is to build it.
Right.
But,
and then we want to stay with
that. I just wanted to add, commissioners, that there are alternatives available currently through the development review process, and what Jose is trying to say is let's explore those alternatives through that process before we look at reopening the whole circulation plan.
I know, yeah, you have a lot of active people there.
and that's true, if I may add, what the applicant wants is not to build the road. What we are requesting from the board is to direct us to explore other options. One of the options can be, let us look at the proportionality issue. He may dedicate the road without building it. That could be one option.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than opening up this entire circulation plan with the history, with all we know, let us explore some other options rather than agreeing with the applicant to amend the arterial atlas to remove the provision to build the road. That's all we're asking the board.
It's been one of those things, and I don't like kicking the can down the road continuously, because we have issues and they're unhappy with what's there, and they're unhappy with what we propose. So I'd like to
continue forward and look at other options.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So our recommendation is, again, moving forward with all except for the West Valletta circulation plan. And just a heads up that when we update the comprehensive plan, we suspend the annual review and docket process with that year. So next year, we're going to come forward, I think, in June with a proposal to you to suspend this process for 2015, since we're adopting the plan June of 2016.
And I want to make sure that you're on the same page. So when you say move forward, it means that you agree that this is not, that item is not going to be part of this review process, but instead the ongoing conversations with the appropriate people there would be the path ahead. Yeah. And if there be a change from what's already there, then that would come back, right?
Right. Correct.
If there's a real need to bring this to conclusion and have been put off for 4 years than 9 months.
And that's what we'll do, Commissioner. We will engage the proponent and look for and work with public works to look for other options rather than just deleting it from the actual
ordinance. Yeah, can you back up one slide?
Sure.
So one moment. So basically, Tom, you're okay with that top one.
Yep.
The way to move forward is to continue to have staff have conversations with them instead of adding it to our agenda. Okay.
And this last request, commissioners, when we come back sometime in June, the proposal is not necessarily to eliminate the potential for property owners to make requests to us. What we're saying is that I would like to utilize staff time and not go through a separate process. I will incorporate whatever request that comes in as part of the plan update.
So we facilitate that process by welcoming that conversation. Sure.
Yes.
So we have.
We did.
Yep. That's it.
We're done. Okay,
perfect. I'm not going to say anything else.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.